Good evening, I'm Paul D'Arienzo with the headlines. This weekend begins the holy month of Ramadan, a time of fasting and prayer for a billion Muslims worldwide. The first night was marked by fighting between worshippers and Israeli police at the Al-Aqsa Mosque, one of Islam's holiest sites. The next morning, barbed wire was seen being rolled out by the authorities. Meanwhile, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for a truce.
Honor the spirit of Ramadan by silencing the guns and removing all obstacles to ensure the delivery of life-saving aid at the speed and massive scale required.
Guterres also called for the release of hostages held by Hamas. Talks towards a ceasefire and release of the captives have stalled, with some aid being airdropped by the United States. Thousands of aid trucks remain parked outside Gaza, unable to pass through Israeli inspection points. At least 20 people have died of starvation in Gaza over the past few days. More than a million Palestinians are penned into the southernmost Gaza Strip at Rafah, where at least 16 premature infants have died. Israel had threatened to invade the area if a treaty wasn't agreed by the start of Ramadan. The head of the United Nations Commission on Human Rights is Jeremy Lawrence.
Any ground assault on Rafah would incur massive loss of life and would heighten the risk of further atrocity crimes. This must not be allowed to happen. We also fear that further Israeli restrictions on access by Palestinians to East Jerusalem and the Al-Aqsa Mosque during Ramadan could further inflame tensions.
In related news, Sunday night was the Oscar Awards ceremony honoring the best film of the year, according to Hollywood. Many attendees sported buttons calling for a ceasefire. The film Zone of Interest, about the Holocaust, won for Best International Film. British director Jonathan Glazer used his acceptance speech to denounce the war against Gaza.
Right now we stand here as men who refute their Jewishness and the Holocaust being hijacked by an occupation which has led to conflict for so many innocent people.
In more national news, presidential candidate Donald Trump used a campaign speech in Georgia on Saturday to mock President Joe Biden for his stutter.
State of the Union address, didn't it bring us together? Bring the country together. I'm going to bring it together.
Trump has gone after various people's disabilities during his campaigns. Meanwhile, former President Trump has changed his position on the Chinese-owned social media giant TikTok that's wildly popular in the United States. Members of Congress have been pushing for a bill to force TikTok's owners to sell to an American company. Recently, Trump, famous for his antipathy to China, flipped and decided to oppose a measure targeting TikTok. The Civil Liberties Director of the Electronic Frontier Foundation is David Green. He says he supports Trump's new position, but adds the former president isn't offering a real solution.
Does he support comprehensive data privacy regulation that would truly protect the privacy interests of U.S. people, as opposed to something which is largely performative like a TikTok ban?
Green adds the anger towards social media in Congress is not unusual when the industry being regulated is protected by free speech rights.
I think an expression of legislative frustration that communications platforms, like communications platforms before them, have really strong constitutional rights, and that results in some frustration by those who tried to regulate them.
Trump on Monday said he still thinks TikTok is a security risk, but banning the site would just help Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, who Trump says is an enemy of the people. And in local news, speaking at a church last night for an FDNY promotion ceremony, New York State Attorney General Tish James was booed by some firefighters who chanted Trump, Trump, Trump. Later, FDNY Commissioner Laura Kavanaugh made a public apology. The commissioner said Sunday at the same church, on behalf of the New York City Fire Department, I'm sorry. And in sad news for the WBAI Pacifica radio community, Malachi McCourt, co-host of Radio Free Iron, died on Monday. Cab driver and WBAI veteran John McDonough said McCourt made the job look easy.
I was really more of not a presenter, but just a fellow listener, because I would just ask him one question. How do you feel about Trump? I could disappear for about 40 minutes and then come back and go, is that right?
McCourt was lauded by major media in the United States, but McDonough says he was never appreciated in Limerick in Ireland, where his family lived.
He is the Rodney Dangerfield of Limerick. He gets no respect over there.
McDonough says tune into WBAI Sunday at 11 a.m. to hear more about Malachi McCourt's life.
It's going to be a celebration of his life on WBAI this Sunday from about 11 to 2.
Malachi McCourt was 92. Paul D'Arienzo, New York.